Nedarim chapter 11, Mishnah 5, Nadra Ishto, if a man's wife takes a vow, Vesavu Shenadra Bitoy, and he thinks it was his daughter that took the vow. So he wants to nullify this vow, but when he thinks, he mistakenly thought it was the daughter that made the vow, but it wasn't the daughter, it was actually his wife. Or Nadra Bitoy, Vesavu Shenadra Ishto, the other way around, he has the vow, it was his daughter that took the vow, but he thinks it was his wife that took the vow. It's a case of mistaken identity over here. Or Nadra ben Nazir, or his wife takes a Nazirite vow. One of the aspects of that is that she's going to be prohibited to grapes. We'll learn all about that in the next Masechta. V'savu shenadra b'korban, and the husband thinks that his wife made a regular korban vow, prohibiting grapes to herself. So here he gets the right person, but he gets confused in the nature of the vow. She actually took a Nazirite vow, and he thought she took a korban vow. Or nadra b'korban v'savu shenadra b'nazir, or the other way around, she actually took a korban vow, and he thought that she took a Nazir-based vow. Or nadra min ta'anim, or she takes a vow and that she's prohibiting herself from figs. V'savu shenadra min ha'anavim, and he thinks she took a vow made prohibiting herself from grapes. Or min ha'anavim v'savu shenadra min ha'anim, or the other way around, she made a vow prohibiting herself from grapes. He thought she made a vow prohibiting herself from figs. So in all of these cases, is the Mishnah reize yechaze v'yafer. He's got to go back and he's got to revoke the vow again. In all of these cases, his revocation, his initial revocation of the vow, is an erroneous revocation. He either got the person wrong, or he got the nature of the vow wrong, or he got the subject matter of the vow wrong. In any of these cases, it was an erroneous revocation. And so when he realizes that it was an erroneous revocation, he has to come back again and at that point in time revoke the vow for a second time. And we learn out from over here that although we say that the husband has to revoke the vow on the day of his hearing, this means when he hears the accurate details of the vow. So the first time he hears it in inaccurate details. That's not considered the day of hearing. The second time, when he realizes his mistake, that's considered the day of accurate hearing, and he has to nullify the vow on that day.